High school basketball and other sports are back in action in Central Illinois, but with limitations on the number of spectators allowed, schools are turning to live streaming the events for fans and family members. Joe Deacon reports.
Peoria Notre Dame High School is broadcasting its home basketball games for free on YouTube so people who can't be in the gym can still see how the teams are faring. Athletic Director Dave Rudolph says it was imperative to make sure fans would have the ability to see the student athletes play their games.
The reality is, if we're limiting fans at the games, I just want people to be able to view them. And so we did everything we could to have a, decent quality live stream just so for our fans that can't actually attend the games.
Those broadcasts have attracted as many as 2,000 viewers at times, and using YouTube allows the games to be watched even after they're over. Many other schools are working with the NFHS Network subscription service to broadcast live sports. Morton AD Scott Jones says his program has been a high-ranking NFHS participant for several years.
One of the nice things that we were able to do is we purchased a license agreement through NFHS Network to be able to offer our games for free so people don't have to pay for the subscription. We're able to just broadcast them like we would any board meeting, and so people can access those on there for free.
Central Catholic High School in Bloomington did not have live streaming before the pandemic. Now the school has an automatic camera it uses to stream all of its sports from freshman to varsity. Lex Osterber oversees the live stream for the school and admits it took a little while to get things running smoothly.
We had some bumps in the road during those first couple games, and we received some friendly feedback just saying, hey, I would love to be able to see the clock. I would love to be able to see the score, which of course that's a big part of the game. So we were able to work that out pretty quickly, and by I think our second or third game we had all that up and going.
At Normal Community High School, the camera for its subscription service has been down, so events there have been streaming on its YouTube and Facebook pages, meaning for now viewing is free for everyone. NCHS Athletic Director Nick Kerfot says the school had been streaming most sporting events even before the pandemic. He says live streaming is especially important now.
My goal is that we don't miss any home games. I want to be, especially the freshman games in the small gym. We're not allowed to have spectators right now, so I want to make sure we do everything we can that people are still going to be able to watch their kids play.
Kerfot says a recent NCHS game demonstrated how the ability to stream events makes them available to some spectators who wouldn't normally be in attendance.
The parents really enjoy it and like it. I mean, I know some people had relatives in Iowa and Wisconsin last night. The grandparents were watching it, which they normally on a typical year obviously wouldn't have that opportunity to do.
Rudolph says Notre Dame's tech department and students from the digital media and production class have assisted with their broadcasts. He anticipates live streaming games will remain popular even after the pandemic.
When we bought all the equipment, we bought it thinking we would use it in years to come. I don't know if it will quite be the production that it is when fans are present, but we definitely plan on live streaming in the future.
Osterber also believes this new service will last beyond the current year.
A lot of people, might prefer to stay on home and watch it from the comfort of their couch or if they have like little ones at home or if the weather isn't great, I think it's just still a great option.
Jones says he thinks the convenience of watching high school sports from home instead of packed in the stands is here to stay.
We have a small gymnasium. We draw big crowds for girls and boys games. We always have. So I do think that there's going to be people as long as we're having the broadcasts and they're able to have that same experience, watch their dancers perform at halftime, their cheer perform at halftime, I do think people will tend to stay home. Maybe extended family will stay home instead of kind of cramming in there together, because I just don't think that's ever going to go back to normal, at least not for a while, for another year or so.
The administrators say they expect to provide live streams of spring sports such as football and volleyball as well. I'm Joe Deacon.
For more information on the rise of live streaming for high school sports, visit WCBU.org.